Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Happy Halloween, everybody. Good to have you aboard with us. Hour number two. Let me throw this at you before I forget. Well, we kind of tossed it out at the end of last hour. We know that Alex Ovechkin is the ultimate treat to watch in person, on TV, what have you. DC Sports. We know Jaden Daniels is quickly becoming that 1A, one, same line, whatever. I mean, obviously, Alex has been at it for 18 years, 19 years, whatever it is. Who else is a treat? And if you want, in the spirit of Halloween, who's a trick? Meaning, who's not so fun to watch? Who's infuriating? Who's frustrating? Maddie, you got your Alex Ovechkin jersey on.
Yes, I do.
It almost looks like you're ready to go to a Capitals game.
Oh, that's kind of funny because that's what I'm going to be doing.
Wow,
later tonight.
How did I know that?
But I would say there's a certain caller who I know would agree with me when I say there is one particular Commanders defensive player who I would say is both a trick and a treat.
I wonder who that, not a caller on hold.
Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, because immediately when you said that, I thought of one person.
Mr. Benjamin St. Juiced.
Well, that's the player, yes. All right, let's get back to the phones. Before we get to Dwight Maryland, let me say hello to my guy, the Birdman, in Baltimore, who is a longtime personal friend of mine. And, he's allowing me to share this, so and I'll just touch on it real quickly. He's been through hell and back in the last week or so medically. It was who I referred to last Friday without saying the name because I didn't, want to say exactly without permission. But, you know, Birdie, you are calling. Am I correct, right? You're still in the hospital in Baltimore, and yet you're calling the show.
I'm still here.
Yes.
And, I figured what else could put me to sleep besides listening to you on the radio?
So. You bastard. I mean, I would say something really rude right now, but I'll reserve that for our private text conversation as opposed to saying I almost like Fred more than I like you now. Almost.
Just blame the medication, Chris. Blame the medication.
No, on a serious note, I hope, obviously, we talk all the time off, privately. Yeah. I hope you're feeling better, and I know you're doing okay, but, you've had some rough moments, and we're all thinking about you, and, a bunch of people reached out after I said what I said. I just didn't want to say your name because at that point you were, I don't even know if you were, you had had the surgery yet.
I think I was still in the I was still in the OR, and I think you was talking to my wife. So.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just glad you're doing better.
Yeah, I thank you for the personal wishes there, Chris. So the candy for Jaden would be a cow tail, and I'll tell you why.
A cow tail?
Yes.
Okay.
You never see the cow tail?
No, I don't think so.
You can pull it, It goes up and down, left and right. It goes on forever. I mean, them things never stop. So just when you think it's all gone, Jaden will hit the Hail Mary and win it.
Oh, I'm looking at it now. I've seen the package. I don't know if I've ever had it. Okay.
I mean, it's not as good as a whatchamacallit, right?
Oh, well, a whatchamacallit. I mean, especially if you say whatchamacallit every five words, it can never be as good as a whatchamacallit.
That's right. It can never be as good as a whatchamacallit.
That's a little inside. That's a little inside joke. But anyway, I've seen the package. I didn't know what it was. So it's like chocolate and caramel. It's a little, little chewy, little pulley, tough. Kind of bounces back. It looks like it's got some kind of, marshmallowy type cream or something. Right? Is that what it's got?
Yep. Okay. Right. Yeah, it's nice and sweet. Just how you can pull it back and forth and how it just goes on forever.
Now, you're a big Lamar guy, and obviously Jaden's got a long way to go before he could ever even, like, be on the same street as Lamar in terms of accomplishments. But I'll ask you this, based on what you've seen of Jaden, and you've seen the entire career of Lamar Jackson, is it possible in your mind that Jaden can get to where Lamar has been already, or is that impossible in your eyes?
I think it's entirely possible, yeah. Chris. And I think it's even more possible that he does it sooner.
Interesting.
So
because why
he does it sooner?
Because why?
Just because how he has progressed in his first year as a player.
I'll tell you why. Because you know that I'm right that Jaden's a better pocket passer.
Whatever, Chris. You lay off Lamar and being a pocket passer, okay?
I'm just teasing. Right, I have to bust your chops. Listen,
I'll let you go so you can put me...
I'll reach out because I'm going to be coming through Baltimore on Saturday, so I'll on my way to MetLife Stadium. So I'll reach out and we'll talk. I'll try and bring you a crab cake, okay?
All right, buddy.
All right, feel better. Bye-bye. Thank you. All the best. All right, my God, the Birdman. He's been through hell and back in the last week, so happy to hear him back on the radio with us. And obviously, I mean, we talk all the time off the radio, and no, it's not that bad. We just relentlessly and ruthlessly bust our mutual friend Fred his chops to no end. It's almost like how me and Double A and Matt, to a lesser degree, because Matt's a nicer guy than I am, how we bust
every friend group has the one guy who is the brunt of most jokes.
Who would that be in the Athens? Me, you, Doc Walker, and what's that guy's name?
And his name was like Longfellow Tibwad or something.
There you go. All right, let's get to Anthony real quickly here. What's up, Anthony? Thanks for hanging in there. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, Ant. What's going on?
I'm calling him a York peppermint patty.
A York peppermint patty. Woo. Okay, I have not had one of those in a long, long ass time. All right, tell me why. Because he's cool.
Well, he is cool.
Yes,
we know he's cool. It's a not complicated candy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's pretty much forthright on what he does. He's very calm and collective.
Mm-hmm.
And like your other callers are saying about smooth, I mean, he is smooth. And I think that comes with a York peppermint patty. He's a breath of fresh air.
Oh, I love it. I knew you were going to go there. I was waiting for it.
I got the topper. I got the topper, Chris.
All right. What do you got?
At the very end of that commercial, at the very end of the commercial, where are they at?
They're
on the top of the mountain.
Oh, yes. I couldn't remember that. I love it. I don't like York. I got to be honest with you. I don't like York peppermint patties. I'm not a big, I'm not a big mint kind of guy. Occasionally, if you see like a mint shake, I might be talked into that. I'm not a huge mint guy, but this, I thought you were going to go the wrapping because the wrapping is so sheathed. And
Chris, yeah. Not to interrupt you, sorry.
Yeah, that's right.
But he's also thin, and he's thin and he's crispy.
There you go. There you go. There you go.
So, and then the other thing, and I am a first-time caller, and I'm glad you took my phone call.
Hang on 1 second. Wait. What was that? Wait, I didn't hear that again. What? Okay, there you go.
I said, I am a first-time caller, and I appreciate you guys taking the phone call.
No, I was doing a bit with the Ric Flair woo. That's what we do for first-time callers. So,
I know who he is.
All right, so what else were you going to say now?
Well, I'm just saying, I'm not a big fan of that candy either.
Oh, gotcha.
And usually, if I got that in my bag, I was usually passing that off to somebody.
You know, it's interesting that you say that because everything about the way you describe it, you know, breath of fresh air, the sheath kind of like, you know, wrapping and all that, you know, the shiny silverish wrapping and all that stuff, right, makes perfect sense. But I would do the exact same thing. Yet, if we're kind of trying to compare it to Jaden Daniels, ain't nobody giving up him, man.
You know? That's right. And the main thing is he's taking us to the top of the mountain, and that's where that commercial
attaboy
ended. And I know that's what the whole candy thing was coming from.
Yes, the spirit of it is exactly – you nailed it, walked out of the park. Appreciate you, Anthony. Make sure you call back again, okay? Thank you very much. That's awesome. You guys have done a great job with it, far greater than I could have imagined. I thought this would go over like a lead balloon, if I'm being honest with you. So I'm really appreciative of how creative you guys have been. And please, like, if anybody is out there listening to this and taking any sort of offense, go kick all the rocks. Put a sock in it. Just relax. We do this 3 hours a day. We talk plenty of serious hardcore football.
And no one's calling him candy corn, so no reason to be offended.
Right. And you know, but people are offended about every little thing. And I don't know. I haven't checked social media that much. A couple of little things that I saw, but I haven't done a full search. Nobody should be taking offense to this. This is just a fun Halloween thing because we have a bleeping quarterback, man. And it's been forever. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get to Dwight next up. What's up, Dwight? How are you?
I'm good. Chris, first time calling.
Yes, sir, Dwight. Hang on 1 second. Let's give you some love. There you go. We got a bunch of first time callers today. I love it. I love it. Dwight, you there?
Yeah, I'm
here. Oh, okay. I thought we ran you off the radio. Sorry about that.
No. You say hold on. I thought I had to wait for the commercial, whatever.
All right. Go ahead. Welcome aboard.
All right. Thank you. No pun intended. I say Jaden Daniels, Fifth Avenue. The reason why I say smooth milk chocolate, crisp. I say he's all that, and I like Fifth Avenue.
Ooh, all right. Well, when you think of Fifth Avenue, right? I don't know if I've had one in a long time, but when you think of Fifth Avenue, right? You think, at least I think, I think like an upper level experience, right? Like, Park Avenue on Monopoly, but it's like, you know. You, for whatever reason, you think it's like in an upper tier. Like Maddie started off the show, I don't know how long you've been listening, with Toblerone, right? I don't know if Fifth Avenue, how it compares and what it exactly, how people view it, but almost it gives you like some sense of, oh, hey, Fifth Avenue in Manhattan or in D.C. or, you know, in some big, like huge city, like it's got to be upper tier.
Tops.
There you go. I like it.
Crispy, it's on the mind. It's
and
on the
listen,
mind.
You can never go wrong, too. I'll say this. I'm not a huge sugar chocolate. You can never go wrong with chocolate and peanut butter, right? Chocolate and peanut butter might be the best combination ever on planet Earth.
Right.
Attaboy. Nice to have you aboard, Dwight. Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Please make sure you call again. I appreciate you. 217, Team 980. Matt, do we have to take a timeout or one more or take one more? Okay. Let's get our guy, Athan, in Annapolis in here because he's busy. He's running around. Double A, happy Halloween. How are you, pal?
I am good, and I just want to send a quick shout out to Birdie and the young lady, I think her name was Valerie earlier, that are a little under the weather and stuff.
Thank you. Very kind of you.
I want them to feel better, but also, Valerie, we need to make Valerie the honorary youngest in charge of the show today, I think, because she's, you know, had a rough day. It's Halloween. Let's make her the real youngest in charge.
You know, if I was a good talk show host, I would have broke that out myself, but I screwed up. I didn't know if she would know, you know, such a tremendous brand, such a world famous, world renowned brand as the youngest in charge.
Well, she is the brand today. We're not worried about that other brand. That other brand is gone sour and expired months ago. So we don't need to worry about that brand. Secondly, shout out to this is
a show about a lot of things, but one thing that I'm most proud of this show, this is a show that busts chops to no end. I mean, everybody comes after me, and I appreciate your defense of me. You don't have to do that. If you want to take out somebody's knees privately where I don't know about it as the leader of the Greek mob, go right ahead. But this is a show that is absolutely not for the faint of heart, that just relentlessly busts chops to no end. I love it.
And for anybody out there who's offended, they can be offended, because this is the Chris Russell show and this is the Varsity. So go back to the minor leagues, go back to the JV if you're offended. But
I just want to say
Jaden is like string licorice, okay? Because he's thin like a string, okay? But licorice, you can do many things with it. Like, you can make sculptures out of it, but you can also tie it in knots. And what has Jaden been doing to his opponents all year? Tying them up in knots. So that's about as creative as the Greek Mafia could be today. If we were talking like tzatziki sauce that could just blow somebody over if you smell somebody's breath after they eat that, I probably could have been more creative.
You know,
but that's about as good as I can be today.
you know, it's perfect. But you know, it just struck me when you mentioned tzatziki sauce. I so want to hang out with you for lunch or dinner one day and just get like some amazing Greek food. I think it would just be a blast.
So we'll find a good place, brother, out in Virginia, and we'll leave the VIC at home and bring Matt instead.
How's that? There you go. I think that would be a good I think that would be a good plan. Happy Halloween, pal. Be safe. All right. Always
appreciate you.
That is my guy. Double A. MCO in Annapolis. Oh, that's just another thing. All right, 301-230-0980-220 on the Team 980. We'll get to Franco. We'll get to Alex. We'll get to Cliff. We'll get to you. Also, again, who, besides Alex Ovechkin and Jaden Daniels, is a treat to watch? Not if you want to go negative and you want to say a trick, you know, trick or treat, got it? We're trying here. Plus, Nick Allegretti, scheduled an hour and 10 minutes from right now on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app. All right, 225, Team 980, good to have you aboard with us. Almost halfway home again. Nick Allegretti expected to join us about an hour from now. After practice, after meetings, good to have you with us. 301-230-0980. Don't forget, please go check out Best Buddies Homecoming. .org, bestbuddieshomecoming.org. Please, people, so many great donation items up for bid in our silent auction, which of course comes to fruition tomorrow night. We'll have a live auction. The tickets are all sold out, tables are all sold out, all that stuff. We're gonna have some really cool things I'll tell you about starting next week that are Commanders related. I'll leave it at that. There is like so many cool experiences, like you can bid for a suite for 16 people at Capital One Arena for a Caps or Wizards game, Nationals dugout tickets. I think there's four of those right by the dugout, with food service and all that. There's autographed items. There's all sorts of trips, vacations, weekend getaways, you know, longer than that, I believe there's an Italy trip that we normally have. There's so many items up for bid. Please, 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 all the money goes to a great nonprofit and all right back into helping our community, job program placement, one-to-one mentorship, friendship, bestbuddies.org/homecoming, bestbuddies.org/homecoming. /homecoming if you can bid on some items or just donate if you don't want to get involved. I'm sorry, bestbuddieshomecoming.org. Did I say bestbuddies.org/homecoming? Yes. Bestbuddieshomecoming.org. There's so many things going on in this feeble brain of mine. Bestbuddieshomecoming.org. I want to make sure I give out the proper URL. And if you can't donate, contribute, whatever, please spread the word, retweet, whatever. I mean, I don't want to beg anybody, but please, anything you can do, to help out the cause, it's all, again, for a great cause, and I'm so honored and proud to be involved with Best Buddies, and Molly and Mary, they listen a lot. I don't know if they're listening right now. They're amazing, and they are the true leaders, and they are what makes everybody move, but, you know, we can't do it without, you know, the finances to fund all of the programs for all of our students, young adults. And tomorrow night's going to be a blast. Homecoming every year at the Ronald Reagan Building. I mean, just a big dance for the young crowd. And then, you know, all sorts of different restaurants like Carmine's and I think Taqueria and just all sorts of different places from around the area, all serving up some great food, open bar, all that stuff. Can't wait for tomorrow night. But we'll have a big announcement about what happens tomorrow night that I'm not privy to right now, or that I'm not allowed to say right now. We will announce that next week. But please, again, if you can contribute, even if it's $5, $10, you know, whatever dollars, if you want to bid for an item, you want to get something for your money, whatever it is, please, bestbuddieshomecoming.org. All right, let's get to Franco in D.C. here before the bottom of the hour. What's up, Franco? How are you? Franco.
Yo.
Yep. There you are.
What's up, man?
How are you?
Hey, look. I got three. They're self-explanatory.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to go with Red Hot. Those candies used to be good. Red Hot. We got Jawbreaker. Remember those?
Yeah. Red. I remember both of those actually. Red Hot. Yeah, real spicy. Obviously, okay. And Jawbreaker.
Right,
sure.
Right.
Tough. Yeah. I mean. Right. Yeah. Absolutely. All right.
But the one I like best is Mr. Goodbar. I'm gonna leave it there.
Ooh. Well, remind me what is in a Mr. Goodbar? Is that like again chocolate peanuts or peanut buttery type?
Exactly.
Right. Nougat or whatever it is.
Yeah, chocolate and peanuts, exactly.
I like it. All right. So
Jawbreaker, Jawbreaker, Mr. Goodbar, Red Hot.
Now, Jawbreaker, you're saying because what? He's tough?
Because, and it's hard, right?
Yeah.
He's breaking a lot of jaws out there. Listen, he's breaking unexpected jaws.
He's breaking a lot of ankles. That's it. Remember that remember that move he made in open field, I think it was a 3rd and 9 or 3rd and 8, whatever it was. And he just, like, the defender had him lined up, and he was like
that was the Jawbreaker right there.
There you go. Good to hear from you,
guys,
Franco.
Man.
Appreciate you, man.
God bless y'all. All right.
Appreciate you. 2:30 on the Team 980. Can we do one more, or do we? All right, let's do the trending alert, and then we'll finish up with Cliff and Alex, and then we'll move on to something else. You guys did a great job. Appreciate you. Appreciate the creativity on the subject. And again, it was just have a little fun. It's Halloween, for God's sakes. And the ball club is 6-2, right? I mean, so, like, let's not take everything so serious.
Woo!
All right. Let's do this. A trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980. All right, the World Series in the book, and that means Juan Soto is a free agent, and Juan can go home again. Where's home? Well, Washington, D.C., where he won his only world championship back in 2019. Of course, again, hitting free agency, the price is expected to be somewhere around $600+ million, depending on who you talk to. Juan Soto said he is open to talking to every team, not just one team or two teams, every team. There is really no expectation other than perhaps if you're looking to make a bet, one of the two New York teams. But he could come home again. We'll get into that coming up here in a little bit. So the Dodgers win the World Series. That means Magic Johnson, once again, is a championship owner. He, of course, a part owner in not only the Washington Commanders, but also the Washington Spirit, who have a playoff chase coming up here shortly. And, of course, the Commanders are in the two-seed spot in the NFC Conference. All right, tonight at Capital One Arena, Matty Ice will be there, and he'll be watching Alex Ovechkin on the ice. 6-2 Capitals, 4-5-1 Montreal Canadiens. 7 o'clock puck drop, 6:45 the pregame coverage, 106.7 The Fan and the Odyssey app. Meanwhile, over here, starting at 7:30, we'll have Westwood One coverage pregame, 8:15 kickoff of the Houston Texans and the New York Jets. And that's what's trending. You got to let it roll. Crank it up, Matty. Oh, that is some bad coffee. I'm going to be on a... I'm going to be on a highway to hell if I keep drinking this coffee. I had some good Dunkin' Donuts coffee on my way in. I did something stupid and I went to the kitchen urn. Woo! Oh, my goodness.
That stuff's toxic.
Oh, it's not usually this bad, but it's really bad today. Oh, yeah, I'm going to be on a highway to hell. In so many ways. In so many ways.
Stick with your sparkling water.
That's true. I should. It doesn't have caffeine, though, and I need caffeine. Last night, Maddie, after you left yesterday, you saw where I was sitting yesterday, working, right, doing some things. Before I got out of here, I fell asleep. I fell asleep probably for about 20 minutes.
Did Craig make fun of you?
No, well, maybe, but he didn't say anything. I don't know if anybody actually saw it, but I fell asleep, literally. I'm so mentally and emotionally spent at 4:30, you know, because believe it or not, this job is not as easy as it seems.
What?
It's easy, but it's not as easy as it seems. I mean, it's fun.
I will also say... That's more credit to how tired you are, because to say that it is chaotic in the bullpen, in the area where you were sleeping, is an understatement.
Although at that time of the day, it's not a little as bit less, busy. Yeah.
But you still have Grant and Danny coming out and yelling, and there's still enough going on. There's still enough people around.
Yeah.
That you falling asleep out in the bullpen is,
it's not
kudos.
The first time. It's not the first time. You know, but...
You might just need to get better sleep.
Well, here's...
Maybe drink less coffee during
the
day.
Here's the problem. Okay. Now, listen. I do this to myself, right? Because I haven't been eating right the last month or so. It's really hard during the football season because I'm working nonstop. You know, during the off season, whatever constitutes the off season, it's a little less because you have just less games to watch. And because, you know, I don't care about a lot of things. So I'm constantly, to your point, drinking coffee, diet soda, what have you. I mean, I've got this big thing of sparkling water. I just over and over and over again. And I drank probably, you saw the cup I had yesterday. It was like maybe a 32-ounce, maybe it was even a 40, I think it was a 44-ounce. I can't even remember. And I had probably about 5 of those filled with ice water just during the show. I mean, I drink like a fish. And so guess what happened? What happens a lot at night, but happened way more last night, was... waking up every hour and 15 minutes to take care of business, you know? So therefore, I didn't get a whole lot of sleep last night. And I didn't get a whole lot of sleep the night before.
I'm pretty sure there's a way to counteract all
probably.
The things. Because everything that you keep on mentioning is something that you're doing something else to counteract something else.
I know.
So that you can do something else.
Well, here's how I can counteract it. I can stop eating like crap. I can go back to the gym. And I can drink like a human being. Maybe that's what I can do.
It's a good start.
Yeah, maybe that's what I can do. But you know, easier said than done. Coming up, Juan Soto. Can he come home? We'll have a discussion about that after we grab Alex and Alexandria next on the T980.
Highway to hell.
Is Alex singing Highway to Hell?
Hey, what's up? What's up? What's up,
Alex?
Well, that song reminded me. That was the song, the theme song that we used to play with my devil dogs when we went out. Do the rounds in the Middle East many years ago.
Oh, in the military?
I was a Marine.
I didn't know that. Okay, well, thank you for your service, one. And yes, obviously, it's a great song and an all-time classic.
Yeah.
But you know, like, you use whatever motivation I'm sure you can to get your troops and your guys fired up.
Oh, yeah, that got us going, all right. But anyway, about the candy thing. He will be Baby Ruth.
Baby
candy
Ruth.
Bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, Baby Ruth. And then at the end of the day, he'll be a payday candy bar.
Well, we had the payday submitted earlier, but I understand why. Now, Baby Ruth, remind me, that's is that the one with...
You know,
with peanuts like underneath the chocolate, like on top of the bar? I can't remember.
No, it's a small little chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
If you Google when Daryl Green used to play football, he used to say, "This makes me run faster," and he used to have a Baby Ruth in his socks.
Really?
Every time he played. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. How about that?
And now you know.
How about that?
Way back.
I had no idea about that.
And one more thing before I leave.
Yes. It says peanuts, caramel, and milk chocolate flavored nougat is what it says.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what it is. Anyway, on the Hail Mary pass, I wasn't too excited. I was a little bit mad that we allowed this team to hang out that long. But that was not the biggest play that's ever happened for this franchise. For me, it's the one at the goal line with Daryl Green. Broke Derrick Nelson's four-down pass at the goal line to send us to the Super Bowl.
That's before my time here, Alex. So that was which Super Bowl was that? The 87 one?
That was the 88.
80, right. Yeah. Okay. There you go. And
John Drake is the best one. Anyway.
There you go. All right. Thank you, Alex. Halloween. I appreciate you. Happy Halloween. Thank you for your service again. I didn't know that. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Let's give you a little Ric Flair wooage. There you go. Appreciate you, Alex, as always. Let's finish up this particular round, and then we're going to move on with Cliff in D.C. What's up, Cliffy? How are you?
Hey, Rooster. Before I go to the candy of Jaden Daniels, I'm gonna give you the reasons why dark chocolate is healthier than regular chocolate.
Okay, shoot.
Because it's a high antioxidant content, it's low sugar content, it's potential heart health benefits, improved cognitive function, which is good for the brain, and it's mineral content, which gives you iron.
You said mineral content. Like, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that makes a lot of sense. I wasn't aware of all the differences, and I wasn't even aware that dark chocolate was more health-wise better for you than, than regular chocolate. I got to be honest with you, like, I buy a lot of, like, there's different companies out there that make all the, you know, the sugar-free or the sugar alcohol type stuff where it's actual real chocolate or I don't know how they do it, chemically engineered, I guess. And it just doesn't have all the bad stuff that, that so many chocolate bars and chocolate candies and, you know, all that has. And it gives you like a little semblance of you know, the real stuff, I guess. But I didn't know about dark chocolate. Okay.
The candy up before Jaden Daniels is a mixed bag of different chocolates because when you think you got them, he pull another trick on you. You don't know what's going to happen, what you going to get when you try to tackle him. And I sit back and listen.
All right. Thank you, Cliff. Appreciate you. You never know. You know, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. I don't know if that's a very good Forrest Gump, but, you know, you get the point. I mean, truly, you never know what you're going to get. Like, 1 second, Jaden is juking somebody out in open field and breaking their ankles, and then the next, he's throwing a 61-yard bomb in stride to Terry McLaurin. You know, there's so many plays just from last week's game that stick out in my mind that are, you know, we've mentioned them throughout the week. You know, the three first down runs, or one was technically initially ruled a first down run and then misspotted or moved. So it was technically like a half yard short, but essentially it counts as that. You know, and I mean, the thing about Jaden Daniels, if they can keep him on the field, and that's a huge if, is, again, like I keep saying, and I mean this with all sincerity, if you, like, just if you think of the Hail Mary, even though the Hail Mary falls ultimately short of the end zone, right, and it's right into the dog pile, and then it bounces up in the air and into Noah Brown's hands, I mean, it's thrown 65-plus, you know, yards in the air. Nobody's criticizing anything. But the way he not only runs away from the initial pressure, and maybe he gets a hold from Andrew Wiley, uncalled, but the way he spins back and runs to his left, and then our guest who's scheduled to come up in about 45 minutes, Nick Allegretti, knocks somebody into Thursday right in front of him, and Jaden is able to reset his feet, reset his hips, his mechanics, and be able to find a way to step into that throw. I've talked over and over and over and over and over and over and over again this year about how the most impressive thing to me is when he rolls or drifts or whatever to his right by design, not by design, you know, it's kind of hard to tell, and he keeps his eyes up and he keeps his body in throwing motion, and I saw that a couple of times, obviously, on Sunday against the Bears, and I certainly expect to see more of it today, not today, but coming up this Sunday at MetLife Stadium against the New York Giants. All right, we'll take a timeout. Juan Soto, is there any possibility that he can come home? Discuss that next on the Team 980.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In the Odyssey app. Oh, little monster mash for you, baby. Mm-hmm. On this Halloween Thursday, please be safe out there. Please don't do anything stupid. Please be aware that people are driving and it's hard to see. And, you know, just please don't do anything stupid. Be extra careful with your kiddos, your pets, whatever, whoever you're going trick-or-treating with. You know what they do, Maddie? And I heard this in Wisconsin. I heard this on the Bart Winkler show on Infinity Sports Radio. And I heard it the other night when I was coming home from the Caps game. And I knew they did it in Ohio because my kids deal with this every year. They don't do trick-or-treating on Halloween. Never. They do it the Sunday before or the Sunday after, from like 3 to 5 or 4 to 6, depending on where they are and what have you. It's a set time. It's either, again, a couple of days before, the Sunday before, or the Sunday after. For whatever reason, it's always on a Sunday. I wouldn't choose a Sunday, but whatever. And it's for like 2 hours, and you cannot go trick-or-treating on Halloween itself. Now, around here, they do just the opposite. I'm pretty sure people do not go trick-or-treating at like 3 or 3:30. They wait until it actually gets dark to go trick-or-treating. And that's not how I grew up. When I grew up on Long Island, now this is way back when, my mother was a paranoid maniac. Love you, Mom. But she would make us go. I mean, she hated trick-or-treating. But she would make us go immediately after school. And we'd have to shut it down by like 5:15, the first sign of it getting dark. So everybody does it a little bit different. But I don't know if I would like the whole do it on a Sunday before or after, right during the middle of NFL football.
You have to do it on the day. And like, I can understand it being a school night, not wanting to be out that late.
And that's part of why they do that.
But you have to do it. Like, because my whole thing is, if somebody knocks on my door the Sunday before Halloween, there's no guarantee that I have candy. So I'm just going to be disappointing kids because they are expecting me to be ready when...
But let me just jump in. Everyone that lives in those communities knows...
Plays by those rules.
Knows what the rules are.
Yeah.
They make it very clear because when my kids moved up to Canton and Akron, it was first I've ever really heard of it. And that's what I was told is like you get like notice or whatever. Hey, reminder, the only day to trick or treat is Sunday, October 27th from 3 to 5. That's it.
To my friends and being like, hey, so who doesn't have this going on Halloween and going over to their house to get, I do the day that my neighborhood is saying that's a trick or treat day. And I'd go for double at somebody else's house.
Yeah. If somebody gave you a caramel apple for Halloween, is that a good treat or a bad treat?
I mean, as an adult now, and this is if it was like caramel apples at a party or something, fantastic. They're great. Now,
with the peanut things wrapped around them, right?
Yeah.
Stuck in the caramel.
Now, if I got that as a Halloween candy, no, that's
like when you were a kid.
And like, I understand trying to be thoughtful and making homemade candies. Mm-hmm. Don't do that.
Okay.
We understand the thought, but there's too many sketchy stories we've all heard about. There's no way anyone's actually eating your homemade candy.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. We understand the thought, but no one's eating it.
Yeah. Well, you could buy them too, I guess, right? You're not necessarily always
home. Yeah, but they're not going to come wrapped. Like, that's insane.
That's true.
That's a little crazy.
All right, let me do this because we got a minute or two left here real quickly. So Juan Soto, of course, now is a free agent, right? We all knew it was coming. We all knew he wouldn't sign. That's why he was traded not only from the Nationals to the Padres, but the Padres to the Yankees. Don't forget. Okay, so he winds up with the Yankees, has a great year. He's going to get 600 plus million, wherever the number winds up, whatever the number of years winds up. Let me just give you something on the competitive balance tax in baseball for those of you that don't pay attention. According to the current CBA, the competitive balance tax threshold for 2025, because that's what we're approaching, is $241 million. It's $244 million for 2026. Any team that exceeds the CBT threshold is subject to an increasing tax rate based on how many consecutive years it has done so. So the first year you go over it, right? Say you haven't gone over it, but in 2025, you say spend on your CBT, and however that gets computed, $245 million. The threshold is $241. You get a 20% tax of the $4 million that you're over. The second consecutive year, and again, important to note, consecutive year, is 30%. The third consecutive year or more is 50%, right? There's ways to reset it. Hence the reason why teams shed payroll and all that stuff. And there are other rules in terms of if you violate the CBT so many times and in so many ways, you could also lose draft picks and draft compensation, right? So just reading from MajorLeagueBaseball.com, clubs that are $40 million or more over the threshold shall have their highest selection in the next Rule 4 draft, which I believe is just the regular draft, move back 10 places unless the pick falls in the top six, again, stay with me here. In that case, the team will have its second highest selection moved back 10 places instead. So there's all sorts of prohibitive, things in place. It's not a hard salary cap, but there's all sorts of prohibitive things in place. When we return, I'm going to set the picture just on a couple of teams to see if there actually is a chance that Juan can come home again, as so many have wanted, as so many have mentioned, as so many have dreamed about. Is it possible? We'll try and examine that next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.